three large shaggy bison at the Henry Valley Zoo live in a small dirt enclosure bordered by wood fences and stone walls. But in a few weeks, they'll roam in a more familiar setting, munching on prairie grasses with pronghorn antelope, badgers, and prairie dogs. The zoo's director, Jim Hubing, says bison were once nearly wiped out from North America.
In the late 1800s, our country had an estimated 50 million bison. And within 25 years, we were down to a few hundred animals. A lot of times when we talk about extinction to people, they think, well, that's for an exotic animal. No, it isn't. It can happen to any animal. And the bison is a good example of that.
The prairie exhibit will also feature a rain garden to reduce runoff, and a green roof of prairie grasses will cover the animal's shelter. Hubing says he hopes showing animals in their natural habitats will spark interest in preserving those areas and save animals from extinction. Another example is the zoo's rainforest exhibit. Kept at a 70% humidity level, the rainforest air is hot and sticky. Birds fly overhead in the aviation room, and artificial waterfalls rumble and surge. But the experience is as close to real as it gets to entering an actual rainforest. Byless zookeeper Tori Kaldenberg is in charge of the American Zoos and Aquarium Association's Species Survival Plan for the red-crowned crane.
We need to preserve wetlands that they live in. We need to preserve the fields that they might forage in. And if we don't save them because of those issues, then other species along with them could go extinct as well or could be threatened.
The zoo also has a solar energy panel that offsets 3,900 pounds of carbon dioxide emissions each year and saves burning 2,700 pounds of coal. That's important, Hubing says, because loss of habitat can be linked to global warming. Hubing says in the Arctic region, global warming is melting away the pack ice, which affects the predator and prey relationship between polar bears and seals.
Because if there's no pack ice for them to go out on, and there's no ice, then the seals don't need an air hole. If there's no air hole, it's not going to be very easy for a polar bear to catch a seal. And they need to eat about 50 seals a year just to stay alive.
But not all zoos are contributing to conservation. Madison's Henry Vilas Zoo is one of only 214 zoos accredited by the American Zoo and Aquarium Association out of the 2,400 licensed by the USDA. Richard Farinata is director of the Captive Wildlife Program for the Humane Society of the United States. He says the AZA holds a much higher standard for zoos.
In order to be accredited by AZA, you have to go through a process that costs you about $2,000, involves a very involved site visit by a trio of inspectors or more, and takes a process of about a year. It goes well beyond the normal USDA requirement. And it's a sad commentary to think that less than 10% of what's out there in terms of American zoos are in fact accredited.
Farinata adds that while the USDA license is a legal requirement, AZA accreditation is voluntary. Back at the Henry Vilas Zoo, people are busy visiting the animals. Carolyn Temby of Boston, Massachusetts, brought her niece Sarah here. She says she enjoys coming to a zoo that exhibits animals in their natural settings.
We get to see how they live, and we get to see their habitats and learn about them, and just get to interact and see them in a more natural setting. The more we learn about them, the more we understand about how important it is to protect their environments and their habitats. And it's fun.
In addition to the North American Prairie exhibit opening later this year, the zoo is awaiting approval for a new polar bear exhibit and is in the process of creating three new amphibian exhibits that will feature endangered species from Central and South America. Mary Herder, Wisconsin Public Radio.